Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge and Heinzman Dukes. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. Heinzman Dukes is the co-host of the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 15 years of experience as an entrepreneur, as the former owner of Dukes Friendly Auto Repair Shop, and a high school automotive teacher. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. They're the ones who's coming
up, and the world is in their hands. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. I'm here tonight with my trusty co-host, Mr. Dukes. He's the guy that helps make the show work and makes me look good. And how you doing, Mr. Dukes?
Hey, we're just great, Gene, to be in the, behind the mic with you one more time.
Great. Well, thank you very much. I'm really glad to have you today.
Good. I almost forgot what Mr. Dukes looked like. It's been a while.
Watch out, Jack.
Yes, sir.
All right, and we got our trusty engineer, Mr. Matt. Matt's the guy that makes everything work. Matt, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing all right. So, Gene and Mr. Dukes, they make you guys look good. I'm the one who makes them sound good.
You're right.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah, that's why you guys are in front of the camera.
Okay,
and I'm looking behind it.
All
I'm
right.
The mystery man behind the curtain.
All right.
At some point, we're going to bring you in here and expose you to the world.
Yeah, let's not do that. I actually want the cameras to work tonight. And I want them to break, so let's not do that.
All right.
Okay, but for those of you new to the show, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play so that you kind of get an idea in terms of what this show is all about. And so Mr. Matt, if you got them, let him go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to Watch Me Do the Show. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me.
You can watch a live stream of this broadcast by going to facebook.com/theopportunityhour or by going to YouTube and searching TAN Talk Radio Network. Click on the YouTube channel, then click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with today's date to view the live stream. All YouTube live streams are saved on the TAN Talk Radio Network YouTube channel for playback anytime.
Hey, I think we are back in the swing of things,
and
so
yeah.
Mr. Dukes, it's really good to have you, and because I want everybody to know that you're an entrepreneur, and we have a special show tonight designed for women, because Mother's Day is coming up, and that's what it's going to be, and I'm not sure. Not sure what he's trying to tell us, but Mr. Dukes, wait. How have things been for you?
It's been good, Mr. Gene. I'm still hanging out at the place, doing a little bit of this and a little bit of that. But it was great to, after I looked up and saw what time it was, I said, I may have time to make it.
Well, I'm glad that you can make it.
And like I said, out of dealing between two accidents on the way over here.
Oh, yeah, there's always accidents out there. Well, this week we got Mother's Day coming up, and I thought that what we would do is that we would be recognize entrepreneurs that are mothers, on this show, because some entrepreneurs are mothers and fathers, and since we got Mother's Day coming up, I'd like to recognize just some big name multi-millionaire type people or entrepreneurs that are also mothers and have children. So the purpose is, how do they grow their businesses and take care of their family at the same time? And so I think that they deserve recognition, but also you other people out there that would like to become entrepreneurs, it's possible to become an entrepreneur and be quite successful even with your family. I mean, so I'm going to be going over some popular names that you may know of. These people are multi-millionaires or billionaires or something like that, but all of them have children and all of them are mothers. So that's what I'd like to have you think about, is what is it like to be a mother? And since I'll never know, so I'm going to ask you out there that may be listening to feel free to call the show. Hopefully you can see the number. It's 727-441-3000. It should be right in front of you. But it's 727-441-3000. You're more than welcome to call the show if you're an entrepreneur or thinking about being an entrepreneur, but also can share something about being a mother on the show. Now, we're not going to restrict just mothers to call on the show. If any of you males out there have some good comments to say about mothers, then we'd like to hear about you sharing those entrepreneurs as well, because that's what this show is all about. So,
all right.
I'd like to have you really think about that. And so, Mr. Dukes.
Yes, sir.
Do you know any entrepreneur women that are just entrepreneur women, period? And then, do you know of any that are well established? Because I'm going to talk about the ones that are well established tonight, but I like to have the regulars who are just beginning to feel free to chime in as well.
I hadn't really considered that, Mr. Gene, but when I think about it, I had, the last time I did the show, I had two very good, outstanding women on the show that are mothers and had their own and are entrepreneurs.
Well, you should have told them. Well, you should have told them you were coming and brought them along.
I didn't realize this happened so quick, too fast, and
that's okay.
But I would be not a, if I could, I would be glad to mention their name. They won't mind. They will love it.
Well, it's not the name. It's important. Well, I shouldn't say it's the business.
Their company. I won't say that their company. One of them is a tow truck owner.
Okay.
And very successful so
where?
Far. Located in Riverview.
Oh. Okay.
But she's all over.
Where at Riverview?
Riverview, Florida.
Okay. All right.
Outside of Tampa, Florida.
Okay. There
right
we
next
go.
To Brandon, Florida.
Okay. Just in case there's some out
and
in that area. That
the name of the tow truck company and is Shea Towing.
Okay.
So if you ever need towing from a female, give her a call. Shay Towing.
Okay.
And I have another young lady who does cleaning. And this young lady has six kids. Her six children. And all of them have their own business.
Okay.
And I can't pronounce her last name, but she go by the Davis Angel.
Okay.
Matter of fact, that's the name of the company, Angel Cleaning and Crafting Service. Very good.
Okay.
Very good people.
Okay. I'm saying okay because I think it's time that we go take a break so we can get prepared to do everything. And so you're listening to myself, Gene Hodge, along with Mr. Heinzman Dukes. We're going to be recognizing women entrepreneurs because it's Mother's Day coming up very soon. We'll be right back.
Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
That was great.
It's about mama somewhere.
Ah.
I want to hear about the mama part. But that's okay.
That's all right.
But this is mothers coming up. Uh-oh, he's throwing it in right now. Okay. Okay. Recognizing mamas.
Bring it
back
at the end.
That's what we want to do.
Yes.
And that's what we... We do special groups during the year. We do young people and veterans and professionals and mothers and we've had some children on the show in the past.
We're
gonna bring back some children entrepreneurs later on this year in this show. But anyway, that's what we're here for.
Right. We have the mothers.
Anyway, so I'm going to mention the names of six. I believe it's entrepreneurs. These are famous moms, but the key for us is that they all have children.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you who we're going to mention, and then we'll go back and tell you a little bit more about who they are.
All right.
In case of, I don't know, maybe one of them are listening. I don't know. But anyway, one is, and I guess I may be able to share some paper with you, Mr. Duke. So
well,
one is Kim Kardashian.
Oh, the Kardashian. Everybody, I don't need no paper on them.
Okay, this is about successful women entrepreneurs.
The other one is
Kylie Jenner.
Yes.
Okay, so you might know all these people, Mr.
Yeah, we
Duke.
Know
You're
Jenner.
A famous
she
man
had a,
out
she,
there.
She had a famous TV show.
All righty, so we're going to let you tell all about that later on. Another person by the name of Christy Teigen. I think it's Christy Teigen.
I've heard the name, but I don't
Christy
know much
Teigen,
about
Christy Teigen. She's a supermodel. She's married to John Legend.
There you go.
All right. Right. Okay. Now, since you're an expert on her, you can tell us about her as well. And there's Gwen Stefani.
Gwen Stefani? Oh, yeah.
Gwen Stefani.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another one that we're going to be talking about later on.
All right.
And Jessica Alba, who's another famous mom.
Jessica Alba, you mean?
Yeah.
Alba.
Yeah, Jessica Alba and Gwen Stefani.
Yeah.
Gwen's a singer, Jessica Alba's an actress.
Thanks.
Good. You can tell us more when we get there. Okay.
That's what I'm here for.
And then we got Lauren Conrad.
Ah.
And the last one, I believe, is Reese Witherspoon.
Well.
Reese Witherspoon and Gwendolyn. No, I can't make that out. Gwyneth.
Gwyneth Paltrow, another actress.
Yeah.
Gwyneth Paltrow, another actress. Okay, so it seems as though our producer knows these people quite well.
He's well versed on them.
Put in some good words about their businesses.
For music, you know? And TV, absolutely.
Okay. But the purpose is that they all have children. So let's get started with Kim Kardashian. Mr. Dukes, you seem to know this person quite well.
She's famous, but she was famous before. She was also married to one of the biggest...
That's on Father's Day.
No, but I'm just saying, how I really got to know because she was married to a famous individual.
Yeah.
That's they just both of them got a divorce now, though. Let me see, how can I say this?
Talk about the women.
He's a singer.
He's a singer, Kanye West.
Kanye West. Right, I didn't want to call his name because...
We're not giving men any credit on this.
He don't get no credit today, but I was just saying,
weekend.
That's how she became known, because of her marriage to him.
Yeah, so we don't want to...
She became known for another reason, but we're not going to talk about that on this show.
No, we'll talk about that either. Okay. How many children does she have?
Honestly, I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I don't think she have any.
She does.
No, she does.
The only reason we're talking about them because they all have children. And so that's the whole purpose, is so that we give the women all the credit. And all the other, if
four
they aren't
kids.
Women.
Kim Kardashian has four kids.
Four kids.
Okay, so.
I remember now.
But anyway, so if they aren't women, there's no need to bring in the others. There's a special Mother's Day and a special Father's Day on purpose.
All right. Father's Day come up in June.
Right. So I'm pretty sure we want to get the fathers in here and start talking about the women.
But she's a very successful female.
Okay.
And a very with a great enterprise. She has her own line of dressing. She has her own line of ladies perfume.
Mm-hmm.
She has tremendously, she's very financial stable.
Okay.
Without her marriage.
Yeah, all of them.
Yeah, we actually have a phone call,
stable.
Guys. Conti from Tampa wants to talk to you guys about something.
Pardon?
You got a guest on the phone line.
Hello, caller.
Yes. Good evening. How are you, gentlemen, tonight?
We are just fine. How are you?
I am blessed and highly favored, just like all of you. This is Dee Wilkins calling from Tampa, Florida. Good. And I was just calling. I was listening to the awesome conversation that you gentlemen are having. And I kind of wanted to maybe make a couple of corrections, if I could, for you, as far as women, moms, entrepreneurs.
Right. Okay.
The one that you were just speaking about, Kim Kardashian, is married. Well, she's not married now. She's divorced.
No,
but she does have children.
Yes.
She was married to Kanye. But prior to that, it was another gentleman who brought fame to her. But also, her family, her entire family. All of the Jenners and the Kardashians, each one of them are moms, which I know you know, and each one of them have very successful enterprises on their own.
Right.
Moving along to other women
just a second. We're talking about women and their children. So
yes.
The men don't belong on Mother's Day.
No, of course not. That's why I said, let's move on from them.
Yeah, we'll call you back on Father's Day. We won't have them talk about their women.
No, we will move on from them, as I said.
Come on.
But there are other women who are entrepreneurs in the business, various aspects. You have Estee Lauder, who has the Estee Lauder fragrances. She's a mom. You also have, moving down in the arena, you have women that own their own businesses who have become speakers all across the country, motivational speakers, who are moms, and they are doing awesome jobs, one being Vershawn Shaw, who is an excellent example of a woman entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
There are women all over this city and state of this country. We have something like 33 million women entrepreneurs. I don't know if you gentlemen were aware of that. And Tampa, where we are all located, is boasting at least half of those women who have started businesses, very unique
Tampa,
businesses.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mr. Dukes had a young lady on a few weeks ago who owns her own towing company.
Mm-hmm.
And Shay is a mom of four. She is an excellent example of someone who stepped out in faith and has been motivating other women as well to do their own businesses. Another lady that I'm sure you all are familiar with is Angel Shackelford. She is a mother also who has motivated not only herself with her bust-down, scrub-down business, but she has a son whose business is, he's only 17 now, but he is a chef, a gourmet certified chef. Mm-hmm. And he has done so much work and so many benefits. He works with Publix supermarkets with their collard greens event. And there are other women that I'm sure that you gentlemen are aware of. So I kind of just wanted to bring you up on some of the things that are happening, not only here in the Tampa Bay area, but across the country. We have women entrepreneurs who are moms. Somehow they are able to put it all together.
That is our theme for tonight.
Yes.
Multiple.
We have many women. I myself am a mother. Let me tell you about me while I'm on the line, too. I am a mother, a grandmother, and a great-grandmother, and the owner of or senior editor of Impact Magazine.
That's how you know all this.
Oh, yes.
I'm glad you have children because that's, since it's Mother's Day, we wanted to make sure the mothers can do whatever they do to grow their businesses and take care of their children all at the same time.
And we do have that here. You have one, an insurance, a young woman by the name of Jerry Ann Norton. Mm-hmm. She has an insurance firm located at 5508 North 50th Street. You also have, going the other way, we have a media consultant and a wonderful, wonderful lady who has her own radio podcast, and that is Cheryl Cusso. So there are many women. Both of those ladies are women who own their own businesses, have been running their businesses, and are mothers.
Mothers. And so it's like...
Gentlemen, I just thought that I would kind of give you a little telephone call, let you know some of the things that I know and I'm sure that you guys are aware of, and to wish every mother out there a very blessed and happy Mother's Day.
Yes.
And I wish you guys an awesome, awesome evening.
Now, make sure,
and thank you for taking my call.
Make sure you call us on Father's Day.
I know you both are fathers.
Entrepreneurs. Now, if you have any more entrepreneurs that may pop into your head, we're talking about the very rich ones. But if you have those, I don't know, 300 million more that we're starting with, feel free to chime in because we're going over the ones that are role models to all the other entrepreneurs. But also, we're happy to hear about what is in the Tampa Bay area, especially because this is where we're broadcasting from. So,
well, I think that you are doing an awesome job. You know, you also have Candy Lowe, who is the founder and president of the Black Business Bus Tour, which has taken over many, many opportunities to the community. She is a mother. You have Cecilia Mitchell, who is the founder and president of the Sickle Cell Anemia Foundation here in Tampa. The list goes on and on and on about mothers.
And they all work from home?
They work from home. They work across the country. Cecilia Mitchell's foundation is located on Nebraska Avenue in Tampa, Florida. So but Candy Lowe operates her business from her home. That's correct.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much for that, because we want to make sure we recognize some that a lot of people know and those that are up and coming. And at some point, we're going to have a young people entrepreneur that are on their way. So
yes,
we'll keep you informed. And
I'll keep you informed, because we have an Impact Junior magazine coming out, and that is where we highlight and spotlight the young and up-and-coming individuals who are entrepreneurs. So I'm here with you, and I will be delighted to share some of that information with you also.
Do you have an age category?
As the youngest one that we have so far, she's 5 years old, and she makes bows. And then it goes up to 21.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Very good. Because I just wanted to mention that, because a few weeks ago we had a show for Biz Kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that we, just because they're entrepreneurs and they start at all ages, it's always good to recognize age groups and all that sort of stuff. So would love to have you back when we talk about the young group.
Yes, sir. Well, I just wanted your listeners to be aware that you can be an attorney. And thinking about an attorney, there is an Alicia Whiting Bozyak, who mm-hmm. is an awesome attorney. She is a mother, her son Ian, and she is doing great things across the Tampa Bay area. That's Alicia Whiting Bozyak. And there is Deborah Vellante, who mm-hmm. is with the Tampa, with working with the mayor. So she's another mom that you guys might be interested in perhaps reaching out to as perhaps guests on your show. But that's it for me tonight.
One more question.
Okie doke.
Do you know of a female entrepreneur who has children that is known worldwide that everybody knows?
Rihanna.
Great. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. You guys have a blessed night, and congratulations on your awesome
show.
She did
already.
She didn't tell us what she did.
Yes, she did.
I am Dee Wilkins, senior editor of Impact Business and Professional Magazine, and I am located here in Tampa, Florida.
That's what I wanted to know.
Mr. Dukes wanted to hear it again. So that's why.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Dukes.
You're welcome, Ms. D.
Okay, thank you.
Have a blessed night.
Be blessed.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, you're listening to a caller, Dee Wilkins, who is based here in the Tampa Bay area. But you'll hear more about entrepreneurs, and we'll be right back.
Now, don't turn that dial now.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. The place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. I'm gonna put this dream in motion. I'll never let nothing stand in my way when the gun gets stuck.
The tough get going. Yes, when the going gets tough, the tough gets going. For all entrepreneurs, I assume you've gone through that route. I have been there myself. Sometimes I think I'm still there. But you got to be willing to go through the rough times. So Mr. Dukes here, he may have forgotten those days.
That's the whole thing about entrepreneurship. You don't forget, because you never know when you have to go back through it again. And that's one of the primo thing about being an entrepreneur. You're going to hit some snags, as we say, and you're going to hit some times when things not going to look very good.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to hang in. And that's one thing about females, about mothers, to me, they have that charisma, they have that.
They have something we don't have?
They have something we don't have.
Really?
I think so. That's my opinion.
All right.
I mean, because they, to my observation, no matter how hard it get for them,
mm-hmm.
they don't give up right away. They stay right in there and they fight it out.
So would you suggest for men to get a woman on your team?
It would be to your advantage if you get
all
one
right.
that you can work with. Yes, sir.
Okay. So all you entrepreneurs out there, you hear that?
Make
sure you have a woman on your team.
You can move forward, because a lot of things that a man cannot move or change, a woman can.
Yeah, because it's difficult to imagine having 3 or 4 kids and you.
That's right.
And find time to go do your business.
Have 4 kids and they can raise yeah. 4 kids and then, and beside, and I have to say this now, most of them are not married.
Okay.
They, a couple of course, I think they do better being single than they are married.
All right.
Because I know most of mm-hmm. us men, we want some time, and we can't get that time if she's running her business and trying to take care of 4 kids.
We'll talk about that on Father's Day.
No, you got to talk about it on Mother's Day, because mothers are the
so
one.
The mothers are here. Okay.
Mothers are the one.
All right.
Yes, sir.
So who else you got on your list?
I was just that.
I mentioned Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, Kim. You got.
She is the most. She is the most. One. Has the most amongst females, mm-hmm. I believe, in this country.
Well, I think
because it mentions the top.
The top women.
The top women.
Well, you're missing one that I think is top.
Yes,
not
so,
only.
So
Jennifer Lopez, who has become one of the greatest, and she's a natural born.
Entrepreneur?
It's natural born entrepreneur, but I was trying to think. She's from.
She's not from this country.
No, she's not from this country. She's from.
This report came off of. Just a report that I got off the internet that said, tell me about the top women entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as.
She.
Yeah. It may be just American folks.
Well, not all of them, I don't think. I think they.
Okay. But either way.
They've been in the country a while and got their citizenship there.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you
Puerto Rico, I was trying to say. Lopez is from Puerto Rico.
But anyway, but on that shit, you got.
I got Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian, but her.
Kayla Jenner.
Kayla Jenner is her daughter or something like that.
She is, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And so they have a franchise and. Her daughter has become the youngest multimillionaire, I believe. Is that the one?
She's a great successful entrepreneur. She alone before she became a mom. She started her first venture at the age of 14 and created a clothing line with her sister,
mm-hmm.
Kendall Jenner.
Okay.
So, yeah. And the Kendall and Kyla collection has released several lines in the collaboration with the clothing band.
That's
so
okay.
That's
okay.
That's outstanding. Even the children, like I said about the scrub down and the clean woman, she talked about one, which was a son, but all her kids, girls,
mm-hmm.
they follow right in her footstep.
Okay.
And she's a local.
Anyway, so another one that I have on my list is Chrissy Teigen.
Bingo,
and
Chrissy Teigen.
And it appears as though Chrissy Teigen, our engineer, Mr. Matt, seems to know a lot about that.
Yeah,
she was more known for her modeling career. She had done stuff with like Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition. She'd done modeling for like Maxim and a couple of other big magazines.
Great. Well, how many children she got?
I'm double checking that right now.
Well, you could have asked me. I got a list here.
three kids, and she's been married to John Legend for the last 10 years.
Great. Okay. Anyway, so I like that, but look, now, just to test your memory again, Gwen Stefani.
Gwen Stefani, yeah, she's a singer. She was known for working in the band No Doubt.
Okay.
That's the name of the band?
That's the name of the band, was No Doubt. She was the lead singer for them. That's how her career took off.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, sir.
All right.
So she's a billionaire entrepreneur.
Oh, yeah.
So the question is, how many children does she have?
Hold on, let me check. That I don't know off the top of my head.
Okay, well, that's... That's how I find out. I had to do a check, too, so.
But that's but all right.
You could have asked me for a handout, and I would have gave it to you.
She has three kids, and she's been married to two popular singers. She was married to Gavin Rossdale for quite a while. Again. And her current husband is Blake Shelton, the country singer.
Oh!
Yep.
That's who married Blake Shelton?
Yep, that's who married Blake Shelton. They've been married now for almost 2 years.
Okay.
Why do you want to give men the credit on a woman's show?
Well, hey, there's celebrity connections here. We're trying to inform the audience. That's the point of the show, is it not?
Well, they are the billionaire entrepreneurs, and you don't want... I mean, I wouldn't want people saying, well, thanks to her husband.
No. Gwen Stefani and Chrissy Teigen, both of them, made their money on their own for their respective fields. Chrissy being a model and Gwen being a singer.
All right.
They just happened to marry people of the same stature, shall we say.
Yeah, right. Well, most of them do.
Exactly. Because there's no way somebody like Chrissy Teigen is going to marry a poor schlub like me.
Okay, so I hope you're here for Father's Day when we talk about the men.
Oh, yeah, don't worry. I'll definitely be here for Father's Day.
Then you're going to bring up the women as being your supporters, huh?
Well, hang on. This is an entrepreneur show. We're trying to point out as many entrepreneurs, celebrity or otherwise, as we can.
Well, we don't want men entrepreneurs on a ladies' show.
Very true. Then why do we have?
Somebody has to present the
show.
We got to present the females on the feet. The women of the day is taking over anyway in the entrepreneur world.
That's true.
Yeah, you don't want me to leave the studio.
But we want them to realize how much we appreciate them and how much we know.
There we go.
That they are the upcoming.
Yeah, but this is for any entrepreneur out there. Especially those that are moms. You guys have, you ladies have
there we go.
Double duty in that you have to, you're running your own business.
They have triple duty.
How do you figure triple duty?
A quadruple, man.
They have quadruple, really.
How?
Well, let me solve this. They all would like to get recognition.
Exactly.
Yes, all.
But they deserve
leave the others out.
No, I'm just saying, they deserve recognition for running their own business and doing so successfully, and then having to go home and play mom.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's
good.
And what else? What am I missing here?
She got to take care of the household that she can't afford to meet.
Well, that's the same thing that's incorporated with being mom.
That's right.
I think.
Oh.
Right, so you give mom all the credit.
So mom get it all.
Yeah, mom gets all the credit because the worst thing moms want is to be included with somebody else. Sometimes.
Okay. All right. We all right. Ain't no problem. We know that Mom Day is here.
No.
That's probably the...
So Father's Day is coming up.
Yes, it is, in June.
Yeah, and I can tell my story, even.
Yeah, I can tell mine, too.
Yeah.
You guys do that every week here on the show, do you not?
This is probably my weakness this week. Because I lost my wife on the day before Mother's Day.
Oh.
3 years ago.
I did not know that. I'm sorry.
So, even though she was an entrepreneur now.
Right.
But to me, she was.
But he was the entrepreneur. And I'm pretty sure she would like some of the credit.
Yes.
Right. Don't want to make anybody feel left out here.
That's right. So. Even the ones that are not entrepreneur.
Right. But we want to share who are entrepreneurs with the thought that we're inspiring others, because if others can do it, then you never know who else can.
That's right. And some of the names that Ms. D mentioned in the local area, they are some outstanding entrepreneur ladies. And it's a great thing that she mentioned their names, so we could say continue on and continue to lead and continuously be mother
in the local area.
In the local area, because we need you out there helping bring up our young generation that wants to be entrepreneur and want to learn, and they must realize that it's not an easy task, but they can do it.
They can be inspired by the ones that they know.
By the one that's already
right
there.
All right, we're going to take a short break right quick so we can regroup and make sure we finish up these others. But you listen to myself, Mr. Dukes, and Mr. Matt, our current engineer. But we'll be right back.
We'll be right back with some more good news
about
after the break
and Mother's Day.
Amen.
Okay.
Hey Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
Bring it up.
Always. Always loving your mama, because Mother's Day is coming up.
We want to make sure
you know that we know Mother's Day is coming up. And next week will be after that. So we wanted to make sure we recognize the mothers that helped make us and the ones that are entrepreneurs, since this is about entrepreneurs on the show. And some of the names, I guess many of you know, but we wanted to make sure that we recognize the women, because for many of us, we were here because of the help of other women, and a lot of us support the women, because that's how come some of them are quite successful entrepreneurs, and we want to make sure that the ladies know,
yes,
that we know that they can become entrepreneurs.
And successful. As I heard a guy say on the radio on my way over here, he says, you know, when I think about it, if there wasn't no mother, we wouldn't be here, would we?
We don't know.
I said, I don't know. But it sounds like it would be, right?
But anyway, I had, I believe, 6 or 8 well-known entrepreneurs that are multimillionaires, billionaires, and we're just telling you who some of the females are and some of the fields that they're in. Some of them are in the entertainment business, the fashion business, health business.
Actors.
So it's important to know, how did they get from being born to becoming who they are? And I'm pretty sure that many have help from others, because that's how it works, that we help each other.
That's right. Anyway, entrepreneurs cannot get there by themselves.
Anyway, so there's a fashion model, I believe. Her name is Chrissy Teigen. Chrissy Teigen is a multi-millionaire. And Chrissy has 4 kids. And did you, Mr. Matt, are you familiar with Chrissy Teigen?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, I am. I'm familiar with her modeling work, and she's also done a couple of other TV shows as well.
Right. Okay, so she did it with four children. Mm-hmm. And nobody had them all at once, which means you have, I don't know, once every 2 years or three, 4 years. And so it's important to know that if they can do it somehow, then you can.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
If they can do it,
all you
can.
Have to do is so step out on faith.
Right. Step out on the faith, because it all comes from people helping people. Many of these people are big-time contributors to lots of organizations.
Mm-hmm.
They understand the importance of sharing, giving back, or helping to motivate others that aren't there yet, because some will filter through those very slots and become quite successful in their lifetime. And so they become the entrepreneurs that these people are.
Mm-hmm. This is like Laura Conrad.
Who?
Laura Conrad.
Mm-hmm.
She's a famous also mother of great entrepreneurship. And the thing about Laura is that it took her a long time for her dream to come to a fruition, and which a lot of, like I say, with females that I've learned, They will stick with it. Most us men, we'll stop and change.
We do?
Yeah, we do.
Speak for yourself.
We do. Okay. Majority of men.
Yes, we do.
That goes into going into entrepreneur.
I don't know some of them, though.
I know some of them.
Okay.
And they will stop. Yeah. But like I say now, and they, you know, I remember that because I know once she was on a show, one of the TV shows, and they was talking about how long it took her to get where she is,
mm-hmm.
but how successful she is now.
Now, you heard this old saying, maybe not, but I want clarification, because I want to make sure the women get the credit. Behind every good man is a good woman.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard that before?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so we want to recognize the women to make sure they stand out.
Mm-hmm.
You know that song by the Isley Brothers, I think, "Give a Woman a Standing Ovation."
Oh yeah,
yeah. We want to make sure that we want you to know that we recognize Mother's Day and the recognition that
you deserve.
Exactly.
And yes. So, mothers only get one day a year.
Right. Well, fathers too, right?
But
mothers get theirs first.
Mothers get theirs first.
And whoever came up with that was very smart.
It was
I'm not sure who came up with that.
I can't think of her name, but it's a lady that she went to President Johnson.
President Johnson?
Yeah.
We talked about celebrating ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Or women.
Make Mother's Day actually a day of celebration.
Great, great, great. Now we got one more, and Madam will call you again. Jessica Alby?
Close. Jessica Alba. She's an actress.
Alba.
Ah. Alba, yeah.
Okay, to Alba. And what do you know about her?
She's had a couple of big movie roles in her career. She's done Fantastic Four. She's been in that franchise. Mm-hmm. Her career took off with doing a movie called Honey. She has three kids.
There you go.
Yeah.
You should be on this side of the microphone.
Come on in. Let me run the board for you.
All right, hey, yeah. I'll take that trade off.
All
I gotta do is talk for an hour instead of talking and doing this. I'll take it.
No, we leave right. You back there. It'd be all messed up.
Matt is our engineer, and so he's filling in. He's falling in place. And Matt, I really appreciate your time and input.
Anytime, sir. That's what I'm here for. And it's like we always say, we've said this on the entrepreneur, on the Employment Opportunity Hour as well.
Yeah.
If you do what you love, you never work a day in your life.
That's right.
And
you're doing what you love.
Exactly. Hey. I haven't worked a day in my life. Some days it is stressful.
Yes.
Especially when, because you guys have seen it, how nuts this place can get on a Thursday with shows coming in and out all day. Because there's a show on right before you guys, and then there's another show on right after you guys when you wrap up at 8 o'clock. So I'm pretty much going.
Maybe we'll call you Superman when Father's Day gets here.
Yeah, well,
that's great, though.
Superman, yes, but Dad, that's a ways off.
All right, we'll let you live without Dad then.
Yeah,
but the thing about it is, that make your day go much enjoyable.
Oh, yeah.
We really
you're constantly, you don't
that.
Have to wait. You always got something.
Exactly. And even when there's no shows here, I'm always doing something around here.
All right.
To help out the shows that we do have on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Yeah. Great. Cool. Fantastic. That's what entrepreneurs do.
Oh, yeah. You love what you do, you find a way to improve your craft, too.
That's right.
But we really appreciate that. And hopefully we've said something that some of you can recognize, but women can do wondrous things. They have done, they will continue to do it, and they are helping to build the world and the country like they always have. And so we're just recognizing some of the big names that you may know. But the bottom line is that it starts with one person somewhere with a thought. And it has no age. It could happen at 3 years old, 4 years old, five years old, because people take your ideas, they can help you put them together, and you can grow based on just growing and learning how to build your business.
Correct.
And so that's what entrepreneurs do, and I'm nowhere near an expert. I'm still building my business, in a sense. And so I don't know about Mr. Dukes.
I'm not really building my business. Yeah. I'm trying to help others build their business.
There you go.
I really feel that I've had a good road to travel and a good journey. And I'm at the point now where I just want to see somebody else grow. All I can say, I lend a hand.
So, the number's right in front of you in case you want to call them. 727-441-3000.
Call us.
727-441-3000. And hopefully I'll know how to contact Mr. Dukes because he'll make a great coach.
Call us.
Somewhere with somebody or multiple people.
Let us know. So,
yes, that's what I'd like to have you really think about.
We need that feedback from you.
But
if any mothers out there listening, give us a call. Let us talk to you.
Our time is running out. What we want to do is to make sure you have an enjoyable Mother's Day. And if you did, feel free to call us back next week and let us know how it went. If you didn't, call us back and let us know that too, because we will wish you a happy Mother's Day. Just in case you didn't get one between now and Mother's Day.
We hope you get one.
I'm giving one out now.
Well, we're going to give one out now. We're going to get two
now. And probably giving out two.
That's right.
And but that's what the day is for. It's to recognize the contributions of the women in our lives, the women that have made things work.
The moms who have put their hands to the plow, as they say, and plowed through it.
Mm-hmm.
And
with
they didn't
children.
Give up. With children.
With children.
And some had a husband. But we're not talking about him. We're just giving you the credit for what you did.
Yeah, they wouldn't like us talking about him.
Mm-mm.
Right. So
that's right.
some would say, don't bring his name up.
Don't even mention that name.
Yeah. So we know that much about... Well, I can't say we know.
Yeah, we do.
But
I'm not ashamed. But we do.
But this is for all of the women. Anyway, our time is up.
It's coming up.
Because I hear the music. It is My Way by Frank Sinatra.
The hour goes by too fast, doesn't it?
Hey. Happy.
Yes, and so I like to let you know that all the things you like doing, enjoy doing, that you have been doing, you literally doing it your way. So keep doing it that way for all of you women. And stay tuned for the Employment Opportunity Hour coming up.
And we'll see you on the flip shop.
Know you have been doing it your way. And we'll be right back.
It was mine.